Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt. Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. This is called Second Date Update. If you've been out here in Madison with somebody and you think things are going well, but you don't get a call back, or maybe it's been a while, or maybe they just ghosted you, you end up here and we all try to figure out together what's going on.
Here we are. Kumbaya. Yeah.
We are here this morning with Selena. Good morning, Selena.
Hey, honey.
Hey, so we got your email here, and it says you went out on a great date with a guy named Tim.
I did.
All right, so give us a little backstory here. Where did you guys go? How did you meet Tim? What's the story with you guys?
Oh, God. Okay. So Tim and I, we met, actually, it's funny, we met in a salsa dancing class together.
Oh, nice.
And, I mean, how romantic is that? And we hit it off and, you know, enjoyed each other a lot in class. And, okay, so the class had ended and we were all going, the entire class was going to Brink Lounge for drinks and dancing and that sort of thing.
Okay.
And it was great. And Tim was there. And again, you know, we really connected and we're kind of with each other just separately, like the whole night. Fast forward, we go back to my place.
and I love that laugh.
We're hooking up, which was awesome. And then I don't really know what happened. All I know is I turned on some music and then we kind of like got interrupted, which was weird. But, he left, and I haven't heard from him, and I just, it's really bugging me, to be honest with you, which is, I guess, why I'm calling.
Yeah. So, I mean, so you, this is a class that was probably a couple of weeks, 3-5 weeks, whatever, so you've seen this guy a lot.
Yeah, it was 6 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, but now he's not returning your texts, he's not returning your calls, nothing?
No. I mean, I've texted him, like, twice. I don't like to text too much if they're not contacting me. I don't want to be that crazy person.
Yeah.
But
all right.
I don't know.
And I mean, obviously you guys, I mean, you guys went back to your house and hooked up. But now I do have to ask, so in hooking up, I don't know, like first base, second, I mean, was it like all the way? Was it, I mean, what sort of, you know what I mean? Like how?
We did not get to go all the way, but it would have happened. But I don't know. There was this weird interruption, but we went pretty far. Let's just say everything but. Okay.
All right. Don't say anything. We've got Tim's number here, and we're going to try to do this second date update. So here we go.
Hello.
Hey, looking for Tim.
This is
Tim from Salsa Class. What's Woo! Up, man? It's Billy.
Shake it.
No, just kidding. Hey, Tim, it's Marco and Krista. We're actually on a radio station called 93.1 Jams here in Madison.
Okay.
We're big fans of the salsa dancing
we
class.
Are.
Anyway,
right.
We're doing a thing called Second Date Update on our show. It's where you've been out with somebody and you've enjoyed your time and things seem like they were going great, but for whatever reason, that person hasn't heard back from you. And today we're calling on behalf of Selena.
Okay.
Sexy you remember her?
Selena. Yeah, remember
I
that?
I do.
Okay.
Remember.
All right. Well, that's
all of that.
That's good. A good first step, Tim, is to know who we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good.
Right.
So anyway, yeah, we're calling to try to figure out the backstory here. What's going on? I know you guys did salsa class, and it kind of got hot and heavy.
Yeah. I mean, she's cool. I think we had a good time. We had some drinks, and then ended up hooking up. There was a little weird spot in the middle. She put on music. It was kind of loud, but
is that what the interruption?
What?
Yeah. Was that an interruption? The music? Because she mentioned something about.
No, I actually didn't know. I didn't mind the music. It was actually the fact that. She's like insanely loud. She's the loudest person I've ever met. And
what, like just
what do you mean in the bed?
Like, hey, Tim, do you like the?
We got the cop showed up.
What do you mean?
It wasn't because of the music.
The what showed up?
The cops showed up. The police.
Oh, the cops. Gotta,
like, the cops.
I thought he said something else.
Okay. So hold on. So she's loud as in like, hey, Tim, pass the cheese dip. You like it? I mean, is she...
I don't think it's that one.
Or she's...
I would have actually taken that. It was more of like, there was a moment where I kind of backed off and thought,
yeah.
I bet you somebody thinks this girl's getting killed right now.
Okay, so she's loud. Like, she's loud in bed.
Oh, jeez.
She's loud in bed is what you're saying.
What? Hi, Tim.
Oh.
Hi, Tim.
Hey, Tim.
Selena, I'm here.
I forgot to tell you, Tim. Selena's actually on the phone with us.
Okay. Hey.
So, Selena, yeah apparently you're kind of loud in bed, which a lot of guys like.
First of all, no, I'm not. I'm very vanilla in the bedroom. Like, I'm not that loud at all. And
but loud enough to over the music, though. I mean, to have the cops show up, and I think I was like, so I dealt with the cops, which is fine, but I kind of was a little, the fact that, like, they actually gave us a noise ordinance ticket, and she didn't even offer to pay, like, hey, you know, because I wasn't the one screaming. That was the one thing I was like.
Hold on. All right, so you guys got a ticket for loud sex? Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
You must be really good.
I guess.
And I like how
my neighbors are just insane, and we have super thin walls, but this isn't a normal place. Like, if I'm walking in my apartment, it's like they think it's like a f-ing elephant stampede. So,
okay, let's back up here. Tim said he got stuck with a ticket. Did you not offer to pay for the ticket? I mean, and you don't think you're loud, but I mean, he says you were quite loud.
I didn't offer to pay it. No, I didn't. That's what happens when you get a noise ordinance for having loud sex. The man pays for it.
Oh.
I mean, it is kind of a scorecard for him. I mean, you've done well.
Jeez, I didn't realize.
You made her scream.
I didn't realize that was a rule.
If I knew I was going to have to pay that amount of money, I would have probably been louder than her. You know what I mean?
Like, that's hilarious.
You should have told me if you didn't want to pay it. Don't be like a martyr about it or a little like whiny little boy.
Oh.
If you didn't want to pay it.
Those are fighting words.
Paying it.
Okay. So, Selena, in your estimation, just to kind of backtrack, who is louder in bed, do you think? Was it Tim or was it you?
I think it was both of us. That's what I'll say. Together. Okay. I think we're both kind of loud, and it didn't help with the music.
Right. And so you guys, all right, so after the cut, did you guys finish?
Did you finish?
It's kind of a turnoff when the cops show up.
What happened, like, after then? The cops leave, and then what? Are you guys just like, okay,
I guess I'll go now.
I said I had to go. You know, I just got to take, you know, get home. I got to work in the morning and stuff like that.
Oh, the classic.
Plus, you had to go home and pay for that ticket.
That's right.
All right. So, well, there you go. At least you found out. Here's what we do on Second Date Update. This is interesting. I don't know which way this is going to go. Normally, what we do, Tim, is if you want to try back out with Selena and maybe, you know, things got off on the wrong foot or whatever, you guys will go back out. I'll take care of everything. The entire bill. You can go to any restaurant here in Madison you want, and it's totally on us here. But it's up to you if you want to try it back out. Selena sounds like she's a fun girl. I'm not even going to lie to you. Salsa dancing and loud sex? I mean, come on.
Funny.
I mean, it's up to you. I'm not trying to talk you into it, but.
Yeah, I don't know. I think sort of put me in a weird spot. I think I would pass.
Wow. All right. Well, listen, I mean, I always get these wrong. I thought for sure you would jump at that. But hey, Selena, I'm sorry it didn't work out. At least you found out. On a side note, Selena, I have 61, 62, 63 texts have come in since we've aired this phone call. All guys that want to date you.
Oh, and one girl.
Good.
Don't forget the girl. There is a girl.
And one girl.
Catch Second Date Update Mondays and Thursdays on 93.1 Jams.
My night's not done till you get some.
You're in her world now.
Men are big dumb animals. That was just some free life advice.
It's Tough Love with Siri.
Lots of different ways to get your tough love with Siri. We do Tough Love on the 10s at 610, 710, 810, and 910 every single morning, and only with us, Marco and Krista, right here on 93.1 Jams. A very special Siri that tells you like it is. and delivers that tough love. You can hit us up on social media under Jams Mornings. We have a Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, lots of different ways there. You can text us if you're a Friends with Benefits member at 30734. You can always go to our website, which is madtownjams.com. We've set up a little form that you can fill out and ask your question and do just what Stacy has done this morning through our website. She says this, Siri, my boyfriend is such a jerk about the air conditioning. He says we have to. He says we can leave a window open if we're warm, but I feel like I'm melting with it being so hot here in Madison. What is going on with this?
I hate it when assholes get stingy with the air conditioning use during the summer because they say that it is too expensive. Come on, cheapskate. Everyone is melting inside the house. You aren't saving that much money anyway because every room has a fan going instead. There are so many other places that you can save money other than with your air conditioning. I would much rather pay extra money to keep my house cooler than live life with sweaty pit stains all day.
True. True. The sweaty pit stains, never good.
Not good, man.
The air conditioning recently broke in my truck. And in Wisconsin, you can go probably about 10 months without the use of air conditioning.
Sure.
You don't need it here. But for those 2 months where you need it, it is a pain in the you-know-what, man.
Did you get it fixed yet?
No, not yet. I don't have $600 laying around. Soon as I do,
come
though.
Come on, you're rich. You got like five jobs on the side.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
The ladies love you.
Oh, it's
amazing. They're throwing money at you every day.
From Facebook, this is from Laura. She says, Siri, I've decided that I want to be... Oh, I'm sorry. That was the other... This is from Anthony. Anthony says, Siri, I feel like every week in Madison, some neighborhood or another is having a garage sale. What do you think about garage sales? I'm thinking about going to my first one.
Garage sales? Don't you mean hoping random assholes will give you money for the garbage that you have laying around your house so you don't have to pay money to get rid of it? A garage sale really is just a random Saturday that you round up all of the stuff you don't want and then pile it up in your yard and hope people buy it. You put such little effort into the whole process that your only advertising strategy will be putting up free handmade posters that will likely fall down 20 minutes after you walk away. The best part is that if people just cruise by your house the day after your garage sale, they can get all of the junk for free when you throw it away.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's nice.
After the garage sale, if things, you just throw them away. People just wait. If they wait long enough, they just get it for free. That's what I do. So where everybody's having a big yard sale, just wait the next day, go out and do curb hunting.
Look,
there's that table I wanted for $10.
Yeah.
I get it for free now.
I love when all those dingy trucks from the country come and they just grab all the metal off the sidewalks.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah. They look like they're from Wrong Turn, the movie. It's just very interesting to watch.
It's very interesting. This is from Sebastian, who's a Friends of Benefits member, who says this. Siri, my toenails are pretty ugly, and I want a pedicure, but my friends say it's not manly. Do you think there's anything wrong with a guy getting a pedicure?
Hell yeah, it's okay for guys to get pedicures. In fact, I encourage it. Guys have disgusting feet with toenails that look like moss-covered tree bark. And they smell like somebody left cottage cheese in a hot sauna for a week.
Gross.
I love how guys say they have athlete's foot, but the most athletic thing they have done in a decade is watch Sports Center while eating stuffed crust pizza.
Hilarious,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, so get a mani, get a pedi, take care of yourself. Everybody around you will be better off.
Can't get that smell out of my head.
No. It's like cottage cheese and a hot sauna for a week. Mm. Not good. Not good. I got a question from Facebook here from Laura, who says, hey, Siri, I've decided that I want to be the cool parent to my kids. My parents were the cool parents. What do you think about doing that?
First of all, you don't want your kids to think that you are cool. The kids with the coolest parents are always the biggest heads ever. You want your kids to respect and somewhat fear you so that they get through school and grow up to be productive members of society. When you are growing up, being the cool parents means that you let the kids do anything that they want to do, and that is way too much freedom for kids to have. Kids are dumb and their instincts are to just play video games all day and never learn anything. Really, you don't want to be the cool parent, you want to be the cool grandparent in the future. That is how you get even with your own kids. You wait until they someday have kids and then you spoil the out of your grandkids and let them do whatever they want. Being the cool grandparent is awesome because you can whip the kids into a wild-ass frenzy and then just send them home for their parents to deal with. It's called grandparent revenge.
Boom.
Oh, how nice.
Wait till your grandparent, then become cool. That's how you do it. That's how you do it. get ready.
So happy I'm not in your family.
Tough Love with Siri on 93.1 Jam.
If it needs something hot.
Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
We absolutely love you. Huggies.
Yes, you can subscribe to it, download it, and love us because we love you right back.
Find all of this and more online at MadTownJams.com.
Download the podcast now.